Okay, we'll bring the Mining and Outdoor Recreation Committee to order. Members and audience, we are going to just do introductions today. Just to let you know that we will be having some informational hearings in the next week or so. We will not be meeting tomorrow at our regularly scheduled time, but very possibly as early as next Tuesday. Yeah. So watch your emails. We most likely will have a hearing on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. So we're just going to do introductions today, and then we'll be moving on. You probably have a lot of other things the first week of session. So I will start, and I'm State Representative Tom Hackbarth. I'm just beginning my 10th term. I've been on the Environment and Natural Resources Committees since I've been here, starting in 1995, every year. And I've been the chair of the Environment Policy Committee, the Energy Committee, a number of different commissions, such as the Electrical Energy Task Force, and then the Legislative Energy Commission, and the LCCMR. I'm looking forward to chairing this committee, and I think we can get some good things done. So with that, I think we'll start with staff next, and we'll start with DFL research, and go ahead.
Hi, Peter Strohmeyer. I'm with DFL Caucus Research.
Okay, and let's start here. We'll just go around the table.
My name's Christopher Clayman. I'm with House Research.
And I'm Janelle Taylor. I'm also with House Research.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Lamphere. I'm the committee administrator for Mining and Outdoor Recreation.
Hi, my name is Claire. I'll be your CLA.
Good afternoon. My name is Harry Merkel, and I am with Republican Caucus Research.
Okay. So then, Representative Urusso, we'll start on your end, and we'll work around to the end.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Barb Urusso. I represent District 42A, which is all of Moundsview, all of Arden Hills, about two-thirds of Shoreview, and a tiny piece of Spring Lake Park.
Before we continue, Representative Urusso, as we make introductions, if there's anything that you'd like to discuss or see in this committee or have any hearings on particular issues, please state those when you do your introductions.
I'm mostly curious to find out what is going to be included in this one versus environmental policy.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, members, Jason Metza, District 6B, the friendliest spot on the Iron Range. Maybe. And overall, I am here to, I guess, learn a little bit more about what we're going to be doing and what things we'll have jurisdiction over versus other committees. So.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Carly Moline, District 6A, Central to Western Mesabi Iron Range, portions of St. Louis and Itasca County. Looking forward to your committee and learning more about what bills will travel through here. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Jack Considine, 19B, freshman legislator from Mankato and Eagle Lake.
Mr. Chair and members, my name is Tom Anzels. I represent Cass and Itasca counties. I represent the western edge of the iron ore formation on the western Mesabi. You've heard of the company Magnetation, startup company that is now employing 500 miners. Much of that operation is in my district. I'm very proud of what they have accomplished so far. And lastly, I live on a little lake in a little house in the huge Chippewa National Forest, and that's where I want to stay.
Representative Dill.
Is that me?
Oh, yep.
Okay. All right, David Dill. Wonder how many terms? Seven. I represent Lake Cook, Kuching, and St. Louis, northern St. Louis for sure, timber, mining, tourism, and the main things. Outdoor recreation is the perfect committee for me. I formerly chaired this committee. I do have a mine in my district, contrary to what former Representative Rickovina wanted to admit. And I look forward to working with the chair. Chair and I have worked on many things together. Thank you.
Glad to have you on the committee. And Representative Dill is the lead on this committee from the DFL side. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. Dale Loik, represent House District 10B. That's all of Aiken County and most of rural Crow Wing County. And I've got mines full of trout right now in the Cuyuna Range. Obviously, we haven't mined there since I was a kid. We do have a couple of very promising deposits of copper nickel, one in northern Aiken County, and then a manganese deposit that the Crow Wing County Power Company owns next to Emily. And in our area, obviously, tourism, outdoor recreation, hunting, fishing, and trapping is a huge, huge deal, both for the folks that live there permanently and the folks that come up and enjoy our area. So looking forward to working on all of those issues.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Jerry Hertas. I represent District 33A, which is the western one-third of Hennepin County. And having accumulated a few years in Minnesota here, I'm very familiar with the northern areas and have traveled it well. So looking forward, as many of the other members have stated, to see what bills travel through this newly formed committee.
Mr. Chair, I'm Brian Johnson, representative for House District 32A, which is most of Isani County and northern Chisago County. I'm looking forward to this committee dealing with not only mining but outdoor recreation. Those of you aren't aware, this past summer we had the national championships softball tournament in Cambridge, and unfortunately one of our local teams actually won the national championship.
Yep.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and the members. I'm looking forward to working in this committee. I'm Deb Keel from District 1B. I represent Polk, Red Lake, and most of Pennington County on the North Dakota border of Minnesota. A lot of times people will say, when they ask you if you explain you're up north, they automatically go to the Duluth area, and I remind them there's a whole other end of a side of Minnesota. My district is highly agriculture, and while a lot of it is crop, there is some animal agriculture there and a little bit of tourism, but maybe not quite as heavy as the eastern edge of Minnesota. And I'm really looking forward to, Mr. Chair, working on learning more about mining and the industry and obviously outdoor recreation. And I have home, or the area is a lot of industry and ATVs and snowmobiles and a lot of construction in that area. So,
thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Eric Lucero. I'm from Northeast Wright County, the cities of Albertville, St. Michael, Otsego, Hanover, and the Wright County portion of Dayton, which is where I'm from. The name alone makes it sound like this is going to be a very exciting committee, and I'm looking forward to it.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. I'm Denny McNamara. I live in Hastings, landscape contractor, and look forward to working with you, and I'm glad that you get to deal with how many deer we have in Minnesota, how many walleyes are in Mille Lacs, and how many smallmouth northerns are in Mille Lacs, and how wide the ATVs we have and where we use them and all those kinds of issues. So I think we'll do well working together. There's a number of issues that are important to Minnesota, and I'm glad that we're going to have the time now to discuss them. So thank you, and look forward to working with you.
Mark. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mark Anderson. I represent District 9A, which is Wadena, Todd, and Lower Cass County. Actually get to live in the heart of our central Minnesota outdoor recreational area. I live up on Gull Lake. I'm a professional pilot by trade. Wife and I just opened up a brewery up there right near Gull Lake. We named it in honor of the Gull Lake Dam. So as of 12 weeks ago, Gull Dam Brewing is officially employing people in Minnesota. So we've got that going for us. Beer and walleyes. It's a great area.
Thank you, members. And as you can tell, most of the committee is made up of mostly rural, outstate folks. And it's going to be a pleasure to work with all of you on those particular issues. I'm an avid hunter and fisherman, and I love outdoor recreation. I think everybody knows, even in the audience, that I love to snowmobile and ATV and ride motorcycles and anything outdoors I love to do. I'm a boater, and I had a place on Mille Lacs Lake for 25 years, and I got rid of that because of the walleye population and what's been happening there. But I'm very excited to be the chair of this committee, and I'm looking forward to working with all of you. We've got a great group of Democrats on the committee and a great group of outstate and folks from the Republican side. So I think we're going to have a good committee. We're going to get along just fine. The purview of this committee is pretty much what it says. It's mining and outdoor recreation. And I like to call it mining and outdoor fun. And those are the kinds of things I like to work on. Those are the reasons that I've been on these committees all these years, because I like doing those things, and those are the issues I like to deal with. It will be mining, and the Game and Fish Bill will come before this committee. We'll deal with everything with hunting and fishing and motorized recreation. It's the state parks and the state trail. All of those policy issues will go through this committee to let you know what the purview is. So I think at this time, if you have any other questions or any other comments, we'll take those at this time. Representative Metzen. Oh, Representative Dill.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And this maybe is for a question for you and Chairman McNamara. With this having mining in the committee, when we work into the area of wetlands mitigation and mining, how will that be handled between your two committees?
Well, I believe that if it starts here or if it starts from Representative McNamara's committee, one or the other will probably both do it. It might come to this committee first and then end up in Representative McNamara's committee, and I don't think that's a problem.
Okay, so, Mr. Chairman, the general wetlands bills and things of that nature not related to mining would be...
That'll be Representative McNamara's.
Representative McNamara. Okay, thank you.
Yep, Representative Metzen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was thinking of one thing that we actually, I believe, discussed over the summer, which was a little typo that happened in one of the bills last year regarding our six-wheelers out there, and something to do with right around the 50-inch mark. With them not being able to ride on the side of our highways. And I just thought of one thing that we could all probably agree needs to get fixed this year.
We are going to, there was a group of folks that were working with the DNR and the ATVAM, the All-Terrain Vehicle Association of Minnesota, and some of the manufacturers, and we've all been, we've had numerous meetings about definitions. And we've been trying to come up with some changes to definitions so we don't have to keep changing these things all the time. There probably, I don't want to say there will be, but there will probably be a bill to change definitions and make some of those fixes, yes. Okay. Anything else? Any other issues that you want to know might be before this committee or not? Representative Moline.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I just wanted to make an open invitation to members to visit the Iron Range and get a little north of Duluth and maybe visit one of our taconite mines. Obviously, Representative Metza, myself, Dill and Anzals are the only members with operating mines, taconite mines in our district right now. Big part of our local economy, so if I know some of you have been there for sure, but for those of you that haven't, please know that you're welcome to visit an operation up north so you can understand mining and its impact on our local economies even better. Thank you.
Representative Moline, we are already discussing a tour to the Iron Range. And depending on what our committee operating funds will look like, we will be taking the entire committee up to the Iron Range to look at some of those facilities. That's our plan. Probably won't happen during session, but nicer weather, maybe early June, we'll be doing just that.
And bring your boat.
we can do that, too. Or maybe we can arrange to have somebody charter a boat for us.
I think that can be arranged.
Yeah, okay. Members, we are going to have some informational hearings that will be coming up soon, and we're going to have an informational hearing on some of the controversial topics that you may have heard in the news lately. We will spend one whole day just on wolves and where we've been with wolves, where we're at, and where we're going to go. So that will be one of the informational hearings we'll have. We'll be doing an informational hearing, as Representative McNamara said, about deer populations, deer density. We'll spend one whole day just on that particular issue. And we'll probably spend about 3 days just on mines, just on mining. We'll probably bring in the Polymet and Twin Metals and those folks one day, and then we'll do taconite and silica sand and some of those other things on another day. And then just on mining, we'll have the EQB, the MPCA, and the DNR come in and tell us where they're at with mining. So, and you guys will have some opportunities to ask them some questions on where we're at with mining. So that's kind of the plan for informational hearings at this point. We're still working through that process, trying to get everyone lined up to come in and testify. But I think those will be very informative hearings. After that, we might do some overviews from the DNR and with the different agencies within the department and see what they have to say. So that's where we're at before we start hearing any bills. We've got very, very few bills introduced at this time that are going to be heard in this committee. So, any other questions? Representative Anzo? Okay. Anything else? With that, meeting's adjourned.